Unlike the Impressionists, whose art allowed the forms to merge into the atmosphere, Cézanne remained fundamentally attached to the subject and the form of his paintings. He never wholly submitted to the naturalistic vision propounded by his friends, wanting instead, as Maurice Denis later commented, to make Impressionism into something as solid and as durable as the great masters he saw in the museums. The critic Jules Castagnari believed that Cézanne was pursuing his beliefs to the limit and was in danger of sinking into some kind of dead-end romanticism, in which nature was nothing but a pretext for dreams, and in which imagination was nothing but private, subjective fantasies that have nothing to do with basic intelligence because they can be neither controlled nor verified. Cézanne's work met with deep hostility. Disregarding the tonal division beloved of the Impressionists, he shaped motifs in patches of color, a technique that reminded Maurice Denis of the colors in a Persian carpet. Unlike Gauguin, Cézanne did not use areas of flat color. He proclaimed loud and clear, "I have never wanted, nor will I ever accept, the lack of shading or gradation. It makes no sense."